Hello and welcome. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that you are having a great and meaningful day. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 12th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, or someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, a birthday, an anniversary, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for the week, and $1,000 for a month. And every penny will go directly to the Orthodox Union Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, on Yom HaShoah, we commemorate the loss of so many. So many who could have been. Not just the 6 million, but all of the millions and millions who would have come from them. How many more Jews would be living in today's world? How much more creativity would have been infused into ours and the greater society? How many more Sfarim, holy books, and Torah learning would there be? There are no answers. Judaism is a religion that is all about the questions, even the difficult questions, as we can attest to from celebrating Pesach just a few days ago. However, now on Yom HaShoah, we too may have questions. But sometimes there are no answers for only those that Hashem has the answers to. Before I introduce our speaker today, perhaps we can take a moment to pause, to think, to daven, and to reflect on all that was and all that could have been. Please join me now for a moment as we remember all of those holy souls and commit, hope, and pray, not only for a world and a time of never again, but of redemption, wholeness, and everlasting peace. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Michael Davies, Mora D'Asra of Congregation Dor Tikva in Charleston, South Carolina, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Davies reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 27, and 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Davies will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsibly or pausing between each pasuk, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Davies to please recite the perek, the chapter number, in Hebrew and English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that we can all turn to the correct page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Davies will be reciting the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for all those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Davies will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all of those whom we are praying for. Following the Mishaberach, Rabbi Davies will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Davies.
Thank you, Naftali. I want to open with words of Hakaras HaTov, of gratitude for the Orthodox Union and its leadership, who keeps us going with these calls of Chizuk and so many other programs. I was just listening to former Chief Rabbi Lau, and both in these challenging times as well as the better times. Specifically, a thank you to Naftali in particular, whose friendship I so cherish and whose attention to detail and finesse shine through in every program that he's involved with. I'd like to focus today on a section of Tanakh in Malachim Bet Kings 2, Chapter 4, the story of the Isha Shunami. Somewhat familiar yet mysterious story, the Haftorah for Parshat Vayera. For those who are not familiar, I'll share a brief summary of the story. There's a woman, a couple actually, who often hosts the prophet Elisha, the student of Eliyahu HaNavi, would host Elisha HaNavi in their home. And Elisha wanted to give something back to them, and he gave them the blessing that they would have a child. Some years later, the child falls ill, is taken to his mother, and loses consciousness, perhaps even on the brink, if not already dead. The mother, this woman, this Isha Shunamit, whose son is on death's door, perhaps even further, does two things at this time. The first thing she does is she holds her son when he's brought to her and stays with him until he is no longer conscious. And then immediately thereafter, she seeks to remedy the situation by finding the Ish HaElokim, Elisha HaNavi, the prophet who she had connected with. We see these two actions in this moment as so crucial and such an important message for us. During these times, we too are coming face to face with the finitude of life. Perhaps, Rahman al-Islam, with someone close to us, literally at death's door, or even, as for shalom, succumbing to the disease. But all of us are dealing with the struggles presented by COVID-19 in some way or another. And there are two possible paths of response. One, a path of desperation, but the other, the path of the Isha Shunamit, of determination. Let's take the lesson of this Isha Shunamit, the Shunammite woman, and face the challenges with that determination. Let's hold our dear ones close as we see throughout this story in Tanakh. Whether that means connecting more strongly with those who are under our roof, in finding opportunities to heighten the relationships that we have within our own homes, or connecting with others through the means that we have at our disposal, through phone calls, through text messages, through video conferencing, even if we can't be with them face to face. A good friend of mine shared with me the other week that as much as we can't lean on other people physically at this time, we all must lean in to each other and seek support and comfort from all those connected to us. That's number one. But number two, we must reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we can, raise our voices, our hearts, and our souls to Avinu Shebashamayim, just as the Isha Shunamit. Don't let go, don't stop until we arrive at the other side of this difficult time. As the pasuk says, Chai Hashem v'chei nafshecha im ezraka. I swear by Hashem that I will not leave you. I will not leave Kadosh Baruch Hu. As Naftali mentioned earlier, today we commemorate Yom HaShoah, the official Holocaust Remembrance Day. 6 million Jews perished and so many others suffered terribly at the hands of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And I find it personally hard to appreciate the vast numbers when we think of the Holocaust, when we think of the Shoah. So today I'll focus on one. Very personal to me, my Bubby, my grandmother, Rose Davies, Rechel Bas David Halevi, Aleha Shalom. A Holocaust survivor who was in Auschwitz-Birkenau, then Bergen-Belsen and Theresienstadt. Her third Yahrzeit is this coming Thursday. I had the tremendous merit to learn these lessons of the Isha Shunamit from her throughout her life. Lessons of strength and perseverance, of determination, lessons of connection to family, and above all, emuna, a strong and unwavering faith and belief in Hashem. I remember throughout her life, but particularly in the last 2 years. Whenever I would call to Eretz Yisrael, a dream for her and my grandfather, Alav HaShalom, to get there, they finally made it there in their last years. How's everything going, Babi? What's going on? The first words out of her mouth every time were, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Most important thing, I have nachas for my children, for my grandchildren, Baruch Hashem. Always having Hashem first and foremost in connection with family. I pass these messages and these lessons on to you in hopes that we can collectively see ourselves through these difficult times, just as she and so many others built beautiful lives after the destruction that they witnessed firsthand in the Shoah. Continue now with the recitation of Tehillim of Psalms, beginning with Tehillim Mizmor Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchotecha, v'olasecha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei. Niranina bishuasecha, uvishem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yahaneu mishamei kocho, bigluros yesha imino. Eilev arechem v'eilev asusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodan. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. We'll now turn to Tehillim Mizmor Chaf Zayin, Psalm 27. LeDavid Adonai Ori V'Ishi Mimi'irah, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi'echad. Bikrov alai mireim lechol es bisari, sarai v'ayavai li, heima chashlu v'nafalu. Him tachane alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama bizos anivoteya. Achas shalti meyes Adonai, osa avakesh, shifti beveis Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachazos binoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Ki yitzbineini besuko biyom ra'a, Yastireni b'seizer aholo b'sur yiromimeni. Ve'ata yarum roshi al oyevai sevivosai. Ve'ez becha b'aholo zivchei sarua ashira v'azamra l'Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra. Mechoneini va'aneini. Lecha amar libi bakshufanai. Es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster Hasir Panecha Mimeni. Al Tad Ve'av Avdecha Ezrasi Ha'isa Al Ticheni Ve'al Ta'azveni Elohei Ishi. Ki Avivi Mi Azavuni Vadonai Ya'aseni. Horeini Adonai Darkecha Unecheni Beorach Mishor Leman Shorirai. Al Titneini B'nefesh Tzarai Hikamuvi Eidei Sheker V'feyach Famas. Lulei Hemanti Liros V'tuv Adonai Be'eretz Chaim, Kavei El Adonai Chazak V'Ameit Libecha, V'Kavei El Adonai. Turn now to Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mima amakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima bikoli tiena ozecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im abonos tishmorya Adonai mi amon. Ki imcha aslicha liman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivisa nashi. Bilivara o hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim l'boker, shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fidus. V'hu Yisteh Yisrael mikol avonosav. I'll now recite the Meshaber for Cholim, prayer for those that are ill. As Naftali mentioned, I'll pause so that people can insert the names of those that they know of that are in need of recovery in the midst of the prayer. Mishabei Rachavoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Sara Rivka Rachav Leia, Uivarech Virape Es Hacholim Ves Hacholos. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalim ba'avuram v'zkar zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimam l'rabosam l'achazikam l'yachayosam v'shlach lahem meira v'rfua shalema min ha'shamayim l'chol ibarehem l'chol ideihem v'sof sharech l'Yisrael r'fuas ha'nefesh r'fuas ha'guf Hashta bagala uvizman kari v'nomar amen. Conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim b'tzara uvishivya ha'omidim bein v'yam uvein v'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem yotiyei mitzara lirvacha ומאפלה ליאורה ומשיבו דגולה
Thank you so much, Rabbi Davies, as well as for your kind words and your introduction. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will please be answered Latova for good, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yaakov Fish of Eitz Chaim Synagogue in Jacksonville, Florida. This concludes today's call. As always, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a meaningful, healthy, and safe day.